Hello and welcome to Bible 365 with me, Hugh Hattrick. I do hope you're well and having a fantastic week. Now, it's day 318 of the programme. Almost got that one wrong. And we are going to be reading from Ezekiel chapter 7 to 9 in the Old Testament and then over to Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24 to 39. And that will be in the New Testament. But I hope you're all doing well. Sorry for the slight delay in recordings. It's just been a bit kind of crazy over the last few weeks trying to get time to record these podcasts. But gradually we are getting there, and hopefully we'll have a bit more time as well in August where I'll be able to reel off a whole number of readings, and that will get us caught up. And hopefully we should be almost complete by maybe the end of August going into September. And then we've got some very exciting news because I've got a new program starting on a new channel, which I'll also put on this one as well, and which will be Message of Hope. So I'll be telling you all about that in the days to come. Now, if you're just starting with us, make sure you start from day one, not day 318. You can wait until you're on day 318 to do that one, because then you'll always have a video or a podcast ready for you, and you won't have to wait. If there's any gaps in my schedule, there won't be any gaps in yours. You'll always be able to get a new podcast or see it on YouTube. And soon as well, we're going to be putting all of the Bible studies onto the platform called Rumble. So I'll start to put the links in the description and things like that for that as well. And once we've completed the whole program, it will be updated. So we'll have a lot more in it so you can share it with your friends and family and church. And let's get the gospel out to all nations. So I will quickly share the screen here. It's good to be back. It seems like it's been such a long time. Now, here we are, put it on the entire screen. There we go. Right. Ezekiel chapter 7, the end has come. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, this is what the sovereign Lord says to the land of Israel. The end has come upon the four corners of the land. The end is now upon you, and I will unleash my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all your detestable practices. I will not look on you with pity. I will not spare you. I will surely repay you for your conduct and for the detestable practices among you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Disaster, unheard of disaster. See, it comes. The end has come. The end has come. It has roused itself against you. See, it comes. Doom has come upon you, upon you who dwell in the land. The time has come. The day is near. There is panic, not joy, on the mountains. I am about to pour out my wrath on you and spend my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all your detestable practices. I will not look on you with pity. I will not spare you. I will repay you for your conduct and for the detestable practices among you. Then you will know that it is I, the Lord, who strikes you. See the day. See it comes. Doom has burst forth. The rod has budded. Arrogance has blossomed. Violence has arisen. A rod to punish the wicked. None of the people will be left. None of that crowd. None of their wealth. Nothing of value. The time has come. The day has arrived. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller grieve. For my wrath is on the whole crowd. The seller will not recover the property that was sold, as long as both buyer and seller live, for the vision concerning the whole crowd will not be reversed. Because of their sins, not one of them will preserve their life. They have blown the trumpet. They have made all things ready, but no one will go into battle. For my wrath is on the whole crowd. Outside is the sword. Inside are plague and famine. Those in the country will die by the sword. Those in the city will be devoured by famine and plague. The fugitives who escape will flee to the mountains. Like doves of the valleys, they will all moan, each for their own sins. Every hand will go limp. Every leg will be wet with urine. They will put on sackcloth and be clothed with terror. Every face will be covered with shame, and every head will be shaved. They will throw their silver into the streets, and their gold will be treated as a thing unclean. Their silver and gold will not be able to deliver them, in the day of the Lord's wrath. It will not satisfy their hunger or fill their stomachs, for it has caused them to stumble into sin. They took pride in their beautiful jewellery and used it to make their detestable idols. They made it into vile images. Therefore, I will make it a thing unclean for them. I will give their wealth as plunder to foreigners and as loot to the wicked of the earth who will defile it. I will turn my face away from the people, and robbers will desecrate the place I treasure. They will enter it and will defile it. Prepare chains, for the land is full of bloodshed, and the city is full of violence. I will bring the most wicked of nations to take possession of their houses. I will put an end to the pride of the mighty, and their sanctuaries will be desecrated. When terror comes, they will seek peace in vain. Calamity upon calamity will come, and rumor upon rumor. They will go searching for a vision from the prophet. Priestly instruction in the law will cease. The council of the elders will come to an end. The king will mourn. The prince will be clothed and with despair. And the hands of the people of the land will tremble. I will deal with them according to their conduct, and by their own standards I will judge them. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 8. Idolatry in the temple. In the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day, while I was sitting in my house and the elders of Judah were sitting before me, the hand of the sovereign Lord came on me there. I looked, and I saw a figure like that of a man. From what appeared to be his waist down, he was like fire, and from there up his appearance was as bright as glowing metal. He stretched out what looked like a hand and took me by the hair of my head. The Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven, and in visions of God he took me to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the north gate of the inner court, where the idol that provokes to jealousy stood. And there before me was the glory of the God of Israel, as in the vision I had seen in the plain. Then he said to me, Son of man, look toward the north. So I looked, and in the entrance north of the gate of the altar, I saw this idol of jealousy. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The utterly detestable things the Israelites are doing here, things that will drive me far from my sanctuary. But you will see things that are even more detestable. Then he brought me to the entrance to the court. I looked, and I saw a hole in the wall. He said to me, Son of man, now dig into the wall. So I dug into the wall and saw a doorway there. And he said to me, Go in and see the wicked and detestable things they are doing here. So I went in and looked, and I saw portrayed all over the walls all kinds of crawling things and unclean animals, and all the idols of Israel. In front of them stood 70 elders of Israel, and Jazaniah, son of Shaphan, was standing among them. Each had a censer in his hand, and a fragrant cloud of incense was rising. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of Israel are doing in the darkness? Each at the shrine of his own idol, they say, The Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. Again, he said, you will see them doing things that are even more detestable. Then he brought me to the entrance of the north gate of the house of the Lord, and I saw a woman sitting there, mourning the god Tammuz. He said to me, Do you see this, son of man? You will see things that are even more detestable than this. He then brought me into the inner court of the house of the Lord, and there at the entrance to the temple, between the portico and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. They were bowing down to the sun in the east. He said to me, Have you seen this, son of man? Is it a trivial matter for the people of Judah to do the detestable things they are doing here? Must they also fill the land with violence and continually arouse my anger? Look at them, putting the branch to their nose. Therefore, I will deal with them in anger. I will not look on them with pity or spare them. Although they shout in my ears, I will not listen to them. Ezekiel chapter 9. Judgment on the idolaters. Then I heard him call out in a loud voice, Bring near those who are appointed to execute judgment on the city, each with a weapon in his hand. And I saw six men coming from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with a deadly weapon in his hand. With them was a man clothed in linen, who had a writing kit at his side. They came in and stood beside the bronze altar. Now the glory of God of Israel went up from above the cherubim, where it had been, and moved to the threshold of the temple. Then the Lord called to the man clothed in linen, who had the writing kit at his side, and said to him, "Go throughout the city of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it." As I listened, he said to the others, "Follow him through the city, and kill without showing pity or compassion. Slaughter old men, the young men and women, the mothers and children, but do not touch anyone who has the mark. Begin at my sanctuary." So they began with the old men who were in front of the temple. Then he said to them, "Defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go." So they went out and began killing throughout the city. While they were killing and I was left alone, I fell face down, crying out, "Alas, sovereign Lord, are you going to destroy the entire remnant of Israel in this outpouring of your wrath on Jerusalem?" He answered me, "The sin of the people of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. The land is full of bloodshed, and the city is full of injustice. They say, 'The Lord has forsaken the land, the Lord does not see.' So I will not look on them with pity or spare them, but I will bring down on their heads what they have done." Then the man in linen, with the writing kit at his side, brought back word saying, "I have done as you commanded." Amen. Now we'll go into the New Testament, into Hebrews chapter 10. Yeah. And it is verses 24 to 39. So here we are. Right, 24 to 39. "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think someone deserves to be punished? Sorry, who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace. For we know him who said, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay.' And again, 'The Lord will judge his people.' It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering? Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. And by my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure along to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved." Amen. There we are. There we go. Amen. Well, what's a calamity of different things, isn't it? Of impending doom for the Israelites in Jerusalem, and then of the encouragement in faith to keep going and not to just take the word for granted and take our faith for granted. That it is an incredible, the combination of not opposites, but how the word connects in all these different chapters. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your incredible word. Lord, for what you have given us, for the fact you have chosen us, Lord Jesus, as believers, you have chosen us to your will, to go out and become part of the church, Lord, to show who you are to those around us, to stand for those in need, for the poor, for the children, Lord, for those who are in huge need of help. And Lord, that is such a case right now. Lord, we pray for the children, especially in schools, Lord, with the education that is happening just now. Lord, with the things that they are being taught, Lord, with all this woke stuff that is going on, Lord, we pray against it. Lord, we pray that teachers would stand against these things, and Lord, that they would not teach stuff that they know is wrong, Lord, that they know is damaging our children. Lord, we pray for your love to break through. We pray for, Lord, for our lawmakers, our MPs, our politicians, Lord, to have backbone. Lord, to stand against the woke mob, to stand against political correctness. Lord, to come forward as one. Lord, to protect our children, to give them the education that they need to help them to become great citizens, Lord, and ultimately great disciples of Christ. Lord, we pray that we would be able to get back into the schools. Lord, that having Christian teaching in schools would no longer be this outlawed thing, or thing that is so difficult to do. But we pray for the courage of ministers and youth workers and parents, Lord, to say we want the right stuff for our children. We want godly teaching for our children. And we pray for breakthrough in these areas. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, for those who have been listening today or watching, Lord, on YouTube, Lord, we pray for those who are not yet saved but are looking to you, Lord Jesus, to give their heart to you. Lord, we pray right now. Lord, we admit that we are sinners. Lord, that we have done so many things wrong. But you, Lord Jesus, are the Son of God, the King of Kings, who died on the cross for our sins, so that we would be saved and have eternal life in you when we believe in you. And we say right now that we believe that you died on the cross for us because you loved us so much, because God the Father loved us so much that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us. And you died on that cross, but on the third day you rose again, defeating death, and meaning that we can live eternally with you. We have eternal life, that once this life is done, we have eternal life with you. And Lord, we give our hearts to you. We give everything that we are to you. We pray and we state, Lord, we no longer follow the ways of the world, the ways of the devil, but Lord, we follow your ways, the ways of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Lord, we welcome you into our lives. Lord, we repent of our sin and we embrace you, Lord Jesus, and say, Lord, thank you for finding me. Thank you for saving me. Here we are. Do with us what you will. In your almighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining with me today. I'll be back very soon. I've got an afternoon to do more readings. So may God bless you. And thank you very much for your support. And I look forward to bringing you more readings in the very near future. Have a fantastic day. And may God bless you. Bye just now.